We are pleased that there appears to be consensus that Article 2.4 of the UN Charter applies to prohibit the threat or use of force in space, just as it does on Earth. We have heard some delegations raise concerns that this is not sufficient. For Australia, Article 2.4 of the UN Charter is sufficient as a legal prohibition on the threat or use of force. However, we recognise that this prohibition has not entirely prevented states threatening or using force on Earth, and as such, states remain concerned with the possibility of a threat or use of force against them in space. This is where norms, rules, and principles of responsible behaviours have a part to play. As many states have discussed over the past 3 days, lack of transparency and communication has the potential for activities to be misunderstood as a threat or use of force. We share many states' views that this risk of misunderstanding can be mitigated by states communicating and making notifications of their space-related activities. Further, we propose that states should establish, maintain, and utilise communication channels to resolve concerns about international peace and security that arise from space activities. A commitment by states to these responsible behaviours could reduce the risk of misunderstandings and misperceptions that have the potential to lead to conflict. Thank you.